Data remediation, turning user incidents into agent-trackable jobs. How VibeChopper turns bug reports, feedback, voice sessions, and production context into durable data remediation jobs that agents can claim, update, verify, publish, and report back to users. Why data remediation exists. A production incident is not useful just because someone reported it. It becomes useful when the product captures enough context to reproduce it, scopes the repair work, gives an agent a job it can safely claim, records what happened, verifies the fix, publishes the result, and tells the submitter that the fix is live. Data remediation is VibeChopper's system for making that chain explicit. Why data remediation exists? The user-facing version is simple. A creator sends contextual feedback from the editor. They may be describing a broken render, a confusing upload state, a timeline operation that did not behave as expected, or a rough edge they hit while editing by vibe, voice, and precision timeline context. The backend turns that signal into a durable remediation job instead of letting it live as a loose message in a support inbox. Why data remediation exists? The engineering version is more specific. Data remediation jobs have a source type, source ID, incident context snapshot, submitter identity or visitor identity, optional project ID, status, priority, dedupe fingerprint, classification, sanitized prompt, redacted context, allowed file scopes, branch and commit metadata, runner state, check results, publish results, notification results, lock fields, retry fields, and error fields. That sounds like a lot because the system is doing more than storing feedback. It is creating a work item that can survive async agents, admin review, production checks, deploys, notifications, retries, and status page refreshes. Why data remediation exists. Tags also matter because they lock down the public tracker shape, phases, waves, agents, source summaries, and bounded public events. Normalize many incident sources. Data remediation starts by accepting that incidents arrive through different doors. The route layer recognizes auto bug report, feedback item, feedback comment, and voice feedback session as source types. Each source can carry different texture. A bug report may have an error message en route. A feedback item may have a product complaint. A comment may point to a discussion thread. A voice feedback session may include a transcript that captures the user's frustration in their own words. Normalize many incident sources. Those differences are valuable, but the repair pipeline needs a common shape. The job queue gives every source the same core fields: source type, source ID, incident context ID, submitter, project, status, priority, and dedupe fingerprint. The source stays traceable, but downstream workers do not need four unrelated job systems. They claim remediation jobs. Normalize many incident sources. Incident context is the bridge. Summarize source builds a public source summary from source fields and the incident context snapshot. It looks for a title, route, URL, severity, created time, and a bounded summary from fields such as description, message, comment, transcript, error message, feedback context, voice context, or server error context. Public readers get enough context to understand the status without receiving raw internal payloads. That normalization is what lets VibeChopper treat feedback as product infrastructure. A creator should not need to know whether their report became a data lease row, an agent prompt, an admin review item, or a status page. They should know that the product captured the context and is tracking the fix. The nearby feedback CTA opens that user-facing path.
The job record is the contract. The data remediation jobs table is intentionally dense. It is the contract between incident capture, worker execution, admin control, publishing, and notification. A thin table with only ID, description, and status would be easier to sketch, but it would force every surrounding system to invent side channels. VibeChopper keeps the operational facts on the job. The job record is the contract. Status is the spine. The supported states are queued, classifying, needs human review, ready for agent, running agent, awaiting checks, checks failed, awaiting publish, publishing, notified, failed, and canceled. That vocabulary is detailed enough to separate planning from building, checks from publishing, and live fixes from notifications. It is also narrow enough for UI, agents, and admins to reason about without parsing arbitrary strings. The job record is the contract. Scope is the safety rail. Allowed file scopes gives remediation work a bounded area of the repository. Sanitized prompt and redacted context are the bridge between the messy incident and the promptable repair task. Branch name, commit SHA, pull request URL, and agent run ID connect the job to actual engineering output. Runner status, check results, publish result, and notification result preserve machine-readable progress across stages. The job record is the contract. This mirrors other VibeChopper infrastructure. Upload monitoring, media processing summaries, AI edit runs, and render verification all prefer durable, structured records over temporary local state. Data remediation applies that same pattern to production repair. If the product is going to let agents help with fixes, the work needs a canonical record that the rest of the platform can inspect. Statuses become public faces. Internal status names are useful for routing work. They are not always the best language for a submitter watching progress. Build Public Remediation Tracker maps detailed job statuses and worker events into a status tracker with human-scale phases. Received, planning, building, checking, publishing, and live. Failed and canceled jobs get explicit terminal states. Statuses become public phases. The tracker does more than show a progress bar. It counts events per phase, keeps the latest phase message, records update time, and collects worker waves and agents when events include those fields. Worker callbacks can provide phase title, phase status, wave title, agent name, agent role, rubric, plan, verification, and public tracker, either directly or inside payload. The route normalizes those fields so clients do not have to guess where a worker placed them. Statuses become public phases. Public data is bounded. Strings are clamped, arrays are sliced, nested objects stop after a few levels. The status API returns recent events, not the full private incident record. That restraint matters. A status page should be transparent enough to reduce uncertainty without turning internal logs, private project context, or sensitive repair details into a public dump. Statuses become public phases. The public endpoint is get API data remediation status slash ID, with a client page at data remediation status slash ID. There is also a source status endpoint for the original submitter, and an authenticated job detail endpoint that expands data for admins. The result is one pipeline with different visibility levels. Users see understandable progress, admins see operational context, and workers see claimable jobs. Workers claim, report, complete, and publish. An agent trackable job needs more than a queue row. It needs a callback protocol. Data remediation gives workers four important routes: claim the next job, append progress events, mark work complete, and record publish results.
These are post API slash data remediation slash worker slash claim, post API slash data remediation slash worker slash ID slash events, post API slash data remediation slash worker slash ID slash complete, and post API slash data remediation slash worker slash ID slash publish result. Workers claim, report, complete, and publish. The claim route accepts a worker ID and capabilities. The queue claims eligible work, locks it, increments attempts, and returns the job with incident context when available. Event callbacks append an audit trail and can patch job status. Complete callbacks move the job toward awaiting publish, checks failed or failed, while clearing lock fields. Publish result callbacks record deployed commit SHA, production URL, test results, logs, and errors, then trigger the user notification path when a fix is published. Workers claim, report, complete, and publish. Callbacks are signed, timing safe equal. That design protects worker endpoints from arbitrary client rights, while still allowing headless repair automation to report progress asynchronously. Workers claim, report, complete, and publish. Dispatch is deliberately controlled. Dispatch data remediation job checks enable data remediation agent dispatch, a configured SSH command, and a shared secret before spawning a remote remediation runner. If dispatch is disabled or not configured, the function returns a structured, skipped, or disabled result instead of pretending automation happened. The product can queue and track work even when automatic dispatch is intentionally off. Admin control still matters. Agent automation does not remove the need for human gates. Data remediation includes authenticated admin routes for listing jobs, filtering by status, source type, and project, approving jobs for agent work, and canceling jobs. A job can sit in needs human review until an admin moves it to ready for agent. The system is built for repair agents, but it does not assume every incident should immediately modify code. Admin control still matters. That distinction is important for creative software. Some user reports are clear defects. Some are feature requests. Some are local browser or media conditions. Some include sensitive project context. Some should become docs, product copy, or manual support follow-up. A remediation pipeline that treats every report as an automatic patch generator will create more risk than value. Admin control still matters. The useful approach is narrower. Capture rich context, classify it, dedupe it, redact it, scope it, and only then hand work to an agent or a human. The job record supports that approach with classification, dedupe fingerprint, redacted context, allowed file scopes, and status transitions that separate queued work from agent-ready work. Admin control still matters. This also improves duplicate handling. The schema has a unique source index on source type and source ID, plus a dedupe fingerprint index. That gives the pipeline places to avoid creating repeated jobs for the same source and to find related work. Duplicate incident handling is not glamorous, but it is one of the differences between a toy automation loop and a production repair queue. Notification closes the loop. Publishing a fix is not the final user experience. The submitter needs to know that the repair passed production checks and is live. When a worker records a successful publish result, data remediation loads the source, sends a fix notification, merges notification metadata on the job, and schedules an email backup. If publishing fails, the system records the failure and sends a failed notification path instead. Notification closes the loop. There is also an open signal. Post API slash data remediation slash job slash ID slash open lets the submitter mark that they open the notification or status page.
The job's notification result can record opened at and opened via, and the event trail records submitter opened. that gives the product a way to understand whether the feedback loop actually reached the person who reported the issue. Notification closes the loop. This is where brand and infrastructure meet. VibeChopper's remediation notifications are direct. Your fix passed production checks and is live. The language is simple because the system underneath is specific. The job has published metadata, production URL, notification metadata, and a public status trail. The message is not empty optimism. It is the user-facing summary of a tracked production repair. Notification closes the loop. Secure account access matters around this loop, especially when a status page or repaired project context belongs to a creator. The passkey CTA points to the account path because remediation, notifications, sharing, and cross-device editing all benefit from reliable identity. Anonymous visitors can still be tracked by visitor ID where appropriate, but authenticated users get stronger continuity. What developers should copy? If you are building a feedback-to-fix loop with agents, copy the shape before copying the exact code. Create a durable job, preserve the source, store a sanitized agent prompt separately from raw context, redact what workers do not need, give jobs a small status vocabulary that maps cleanly to both internal operations and public progress, keep an append-only event trail, require signed worker callbacks, record checks, publishing, and notification results on the job. What developers should copy? Do not make the agent the source of truth. The agent can build, test, summarize, and report progress, but the server should own job state, authorization, source visibility, callback verification, status transitions, and public payload bounds. That separation keeps automation useful without letting it overwrite the product's operational contract. What developers should copy? Also avoid treating the status page as a vanity feature. Public progress tracking changes how users experience repair. Instead of submitting feedback into silence, they can see that the report was received, planning happened, an agent is building, checks are running, publishing is underway, or the fix is live. That does not make every bug painless, but it makes the product more accountable. What developers should copy? VibeChopper applies the same philosophy to AI edit runs and media graphs. AI-assisted work should leave a trail. A natural language edit run records plans and tool events. A generated asset records provenance. A render records verification. A remediation job records the pass from incident to fix. The surrounding systems differ, but the pattern is the same. Keep the work inspectable. The result? Data remediation turns a messy human moment into a structured engineering loop. A creator reports an issue. The system captures context. A durable job records source, project, submitter, status, classification, redaction, scope, and dedupe. A worker can claim the job, post events, attach plans and verification, complete work, report checks, publish a fix, and notify the submitter. The status page translates that activity into phases a user can understand. The result? That is the correct amount of structure for AI-assisted production repair. The system does not claim that every feedback item should become an automatic code change. It does not expose raw incident context to the public. It does not trust unsigned callbacks. It does not leave the user wondering whether anyone saw their report. It creates a controlled path from incident to fix. The result? For VibeChopper, this fits the larger product promise.
The editor helps creators move faster by letting them describe intent instead of wrestling every time code by hand. The platform around the editor has to move with the same discipline. When something breaks, the repair path should be as trackable as an edit run, a media asset, or a render artifact. The result? That is data remediation. Capture the context, make the job, run the agent, verify the work, publish the fix to the user, and keep the trail.